Gabba gabba, hey Ramones fans, and welcome to Pinhead Pod. This show is available on all major podcast platforms and is also all over social media. It's pretty much on any platform out there, just search for Pinhead Pod. This is a special bonus episode that I am calling our first Weird Tales episode. These will be extra non-Ramones episodes featuring other musicians and guests that I think would interest the listeners. In this episode, I have the first ever podcast interview with new Black Flag bass player David Rodriguez. We talk about joining the band, touring, the backlash, and much more. So let's go ahead and take a break and get right to the interview with David Rodriguez. If you like horror movies, be sure to check out Dave Dynasty and Ike Isaacs on the Listen to Their Screams Horror Podcast. It is available on all podcast platforms and on social media at Listen to Screams. That is Listen, the number two, and Screams. All right, and welcome to the Pinhead Pod. At this time, I'm being joined by David Rodriguez, the new bass player for Black Flag. Buddy, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I got to ask right out of the gate, man. Is this your first podcast appearance?
This is my first podcast experience,
yes. So is it your first interview at all? I mean, since joining Black Flag? Or
we had someone in Paris, but other than that, this would be my first,
very,
I guess.
Very so cool. Well, it's an honor, man. And let me get a little background. First of all, how old are you?
I am 20.
Man, you're a
20
pup.
Years old.
You're a pup.
Yeah.
No. Where are you from?
I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas. And all right. I now live in Austin, Texas. So I'm just moving around all over Texas a little bit.
Austin's kind of got a booming scene, don't they?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially coming from Corpus. Corpus has a small scene. You know, everyone knows each other. Austin, it's way bigger.
Yeah. So when did you start playing bass?
My dad had bought me a bass, a Hofner bass, actually, when I was 7 years old. So that's, I guess I started picking it up.
Okay.
Then, which actually I would like to add, Six Pack by Black Flag was the first song I ever learned on bass.
Wow.
That and I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, which I guess sums up my music taste. You know.
That's very good. So is your dad a musician?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. So my dad is, he's a musician. That's where I get most of my stuff from. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you were learning to play, right, you mentioned, right, Six Pack, your first song, a Beatles song, whatever else. What else were you listening to? I mean, people might think that's weird to think, oh, Black Flag. It's not that weird, man. It's not that separated, honestly, when you get down to the core. But what else were you listening to?
There's a bridge between the two. I mean, when I was younger, it was just a bunch of punk stuff. I mean, I grew up, my parents were younger when they had me. So I guess my dad, you know, like, I was listening to what my dad was listening to. I was watching what my dad was watching, you know, stuff like that. So growing up, I listened to a lot of punk. A few bands to name, I guess Descendants, all Reagan Youth. That's big for me. Let's see. Beatles, of course. He likes a lot of Psychobilly too, so Necromantics. Just a bunch of stuff all over the place, you know, that's
what it is. So was your dad into punk?
Oh yeah, my dad's very much into punk. Yeah,
is there a punk scene in Texas?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
there's a punk scene, and I think they're very passionate about punk as well.
It's
not,
wild.
Not that I can compare it to, but
well, if you don't mind me, how old's your dad?
My dad is 37, 37,
oh, 38. Your dad's a pup too.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm 50, so almost 50. So that's wild to me because you hear LA, DC, all these, but you don't hear about Texas back in the day having a punk scene or much of a thing, but you know,
I don't think Texas is as like blown up as, you know, as
sure. Yeah.
West
yeah.
Coast, East Coast, but you know, people in Texas know about the Texas scene.
well, I mean, I'm originally from Indiana. We didn't have a whole, much either. I mean, we had Sloppy Seconds. You ever heard of Sloppy Seconds? I mean, that's
Sloppy Seconds. My dad actually played with Sloppy Seconds a few weeks ago. when they came down
Seriously.
here for Texas.
No
Yeah.
shit. Yeah, I mean, see,
Yeah.
there, that's kind of our band from Indiana, really. That's when I was, but yeah, we didn't have much in Indiana, but we had them. I love Sloppy Seconds.
Yeah.
So I mean, you mentioned, right, Six Pack, one of the first songs you learned. So obviously you must have always been a Black Flag fan then.
Yeah. I just grew up listening to Black Flag. Like I said, the Black Flag Descendants, those were like the biggest ones for me, growing up. So
Yeah. Yeah. So when, I mean, when did you start playing in bands and stuff there in Texas?
I actually would cover in for my dad's band at the time. They were called Spanish Reds, and I would cover between guitar because I learned guitar a few years later when I was about 10 years old. So I'd cover in for rhythm guitar if they needed it, bass if they needed it. That's where I really learned how to, I guess, play live,
Yeah.
because my dad would tell me that I was the only one he really trusted to learn those songs like in that amount of time and just
Yeah,
play
yeah.
them.
That's wild.
So,
Well, it is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
no, I was gonna say in high school, I mean, I was in a couple of bands, nothing like punk, I guess, but
Yeah.
it was like whatever you can make do with that, I
Sure.
guess.
Yeah. We've all been there. And well, and this is, I gotta ask, because this is primarily a Ramones podcast. So let me tie it to that. When did you first discover the Ramones?
I first discovered the Ramones, I guess, whenever I was starting to like branch out into punk myself. I guess Ramones, the Ramones greatest hit CD I got for Christmas. And that's what kind of got me into them.
Yeah.
That's what kind of got me into punk, figuring it
Yeah.
out on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I had that one. I think I had a Vibrator CD, and there was another one. Oh, The Clash. The Clash is self-titled. And those are very big albums for me at that time. Just kind of figuring out, I guess, my punk identity, you know?
Yeah.
So.
All right. So, man, I got to dive into this because I'm fascinated by this here. So, how's the process for you to join Black Flag? Is was there an
I'm
audition or how? Tell me about this because I'm so fascinated about how this happened.
gonna So my mom had sent me a Facebook post that I guess Greg had posted on Facebook, looking for a bass player, and she was like, "Oh, too bad you can't do this." And I was a manager at the time for a like a local barbecue restaurant,
Yeah.
and I was like, "You know what? Why not? You know,
Why?
why
Yeah.
not try? I like Black Flag. I like playing bass, you know." So I had sent Greg a message, or an email, or whatever. He got back in 30 minutes. Like, yeah, this is still available. Just send me, you know, three or four songs, you know, with clear audio, whatever. And at the time, I was really busy with work. I was a manager, so I was working like 12, 14-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And so what I would do is I was listening to Black Flag, and in my car on my way to work, do the bass mimics with my mouth, you know, like, and then
Yeah,
I would get
yeah.
home that night and was like, what did I do with my mouth? And then I'd figure that out.
Yeah.
So I ended up sending him all of Nervous Breakdown, all of Jealous Again, half of My War, and half of Slip It In. So about like 45 minutes worth of material, and he got back and said, wow, you know, you play great. When's the soonest we can meet? So we met up. It was about a 3-hour drive from where I live, and I was there for about 30 minutes, and he was like, you're in, because there was a set list on the ground and I knew all the songs already. He was like, oh, this is how you play them. I was like, yeah, I know. And
That's
yeah, that's how.
what a trip because it's like, I mean, you expect, oh, there's all these guys audition. I mean, it's so wild that it's just like, it's like, why not? I'll try. Why not? And the next thing you know, it's like, okay, cool. And
Yeah, it was really nerve-wracking when I was getting into like the audition part. I was like, because it's like, okay, if he doesn't like the audio, that's it. But now I'm auditioning in front of him, so it's like, okay, great, I'm playing with Greg in, you know. So that's really nerve-wracking. But he told me afterwards, when we were doing the auditions for the drummers, that there were way more bass players that had reached out to him, but I was the first one to actually audition. And I was like, was it with
Wow.
me? I was like,
So
could have waited.
when you're auditioning, is it just, I mean, is it just like you and him or what? I mean, you're just.
Yeah, it was just us two. He didn't have a band at the time, so it was
So
just us two.
were you the first in then with the new lineup?
Yeah,
Yeah.
technically, yeah, the first to play with him.
Yeah.
The singer he had reached out to, I think, a few weeks before, but
That's
So the
Max,
senior might have been
right?
the first. Yeah, Max.
She fucking kills it, man. Where did
Oh
he
yeah.
find her?
In Canada. She's from Canada, so
Oh, okay.
I think she was front row at one of their shows. From what she told me, she was front row at one of their shows, and he had saw her singing along to like every song, and he had told her like, "Hey, you should be a singer for a band." He didn't know it was going to be Black Flag, but he told her, like, you should try singing, and I guess
That's crazy. Okay,
what better opportunity?
so you audition, right? And you find out pretty quick. So no wait, no like sitting on the edge of the seat.
It was right there on the spot.
So when you find out, right? You gotta play it cool in front of Greg, obviously, right? But
Yeah,
when
of
you're
course.
fucking away, what the fuck's, I mean, you gotta be losing your mind, right?
I really was. I mean, even him reaching out to me, like saying, "Oh wow, you play great." I was like telling everybody, I was like, "Oh my God, this is it," And yeah, of course, play it cool in front of Greg, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I was really excited about the whole thing because it's like I said, I've always loved playing bass. I
Yeah.
love Black Flag. I mean, to be playing bass live, that's my job.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's a dream,
So were you involved at all with the auditions for the for drummers? Did they have
Yeah,
you around?
I was present for both, I guess, audition times. There's like 2 different weeks,
Yeah.
and I think I was present for all the drummers.
Man,
So,
Bryce is unreal.
oh yeah,
Dude.
definitely. And we knew on the spot too whenever he tried out, because I think he was the second to last drummer that night. And after he left, we were like, yeah, that's probably the
I mean, did you and him click pretty quick? Because I mean, you guys are pretty tight.
Bryce and I would say yeah, we clicked. I mean, we're all the same age, of
Yeah,
course, apart from
well,
Greg.
yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was like we're kind of like, okay, have the same amount of experience, maybe a little
Yeah,
bit. He's
so go ahead.
oh I was gonna say he actually he's like a touring drummer, where they cover in for live
Yeah,
shows and stuff, so
sure,
he has
yeah.
more experience, but same age. I think
Yeah.
that's where we click, I guess, the most.
So tell me, right? I mean, clearly, no, I don't think it's any slight. It's Greg's band, right? I mean, it's Black Flag's Greg.
Definitely, yeah. Like I would say we're bandmates, but I think it's definitely
Yeah,
like
sure,
he's
right?
the
I mean,
guy,
he's
if
the
that.
guy, the one constant through all the history of Black
Yeah,
Flag.
yeah.
When you join, right? When the line is there, right? You got you, Bryce, Max, Greg, bam, it's set. Was there, I'm just curious, did he ever give you like a talk about, hey, you're in this band now. Avoid this kind of shit. Don't do this kind of shit. Watch online stuff. Did he give you any of that, or is he just like, fuck, let's just play?
No, that's it. I would say he was just like, let's play, like take things as they go. And I think that's how he was with the tour too. It's not really like, hey, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
It was just
And
kind of
well,
take things as they go.
and maybe you, I don't know if you, maybe you can't discuss it. Maybe you don't want to. That's cool if you don't. Well, what's kind of the, how's the business set up in the band, right? You guys are hired in. It's Greg's band, right? He owns the copyright, the trademark, all that.
Yeah.
Is there like a length of agreement with you guys, or is it just a, how, I mean, I don't really understand how that works. Is it, did you have to sign? I mean, is there some kind of agreement you sign? Maybe you can't talk about that part, or is it just a, I don't know how that works.
As of right now, we didn't really have to sign anything. I mean, at least I didn't. I don't know about
Okay.
the other two,
So
but
literally, Greg could call you up and say, fuck it, you're done. Fuck you.
yeah, I guess it's
All right.
easier
Okay.
for
I
that
mean,
to be
yeah.
realistic.
Okay. I didn't know how that worked when you got a guy, right, that's clearly been in the band and he's, forming up. It's
Yeah.
weird because it's like a whole new band, right? I mean, around him. And it's kind of a unique situation you don't see very often. And,
I think definitely, yeah, he's the only one. But I mean, if you think about it, he's been the only one since
it
my
at,
role. So it's
right.
like,
Has, how do I say this? And I don't, Greg, right? He's like, what, 71, I think, something like that, right? I don't know what
yeah.
he is. Has there been any talk? I mean, Greg obviously can't do this forever. Has there been any discussions of what happens if Greg can't? Has he ever thought or talked to you guys about, hey, let's pass the torch? If I can't do it,
Yeah, we haven't really had that talk, but like I said, it's Greg's a real like take things as they go, you know, like I guess when it comes down to that, sure.
Well,
If
because,
you know.
I mean, you guys, I fucking think you guys kill it, right? Don't get me wrong. I love you
Thank you.
guys. But it also feels so, it kind of feels cool because it's almost like fucking Black Flag can go on for a long time if he wanted, right? You know, if, and I'm not saying it will. I'm not trying to create a situation. It's just, I'm just, it's a weird, unique situation you don't see a lot of times in music. You know, it's unique, right? Because Greg's so much older and he's been doing this for so long, longer than you guys have been alive.
No, definitely longer than
And
longer than my parents.
yeah, so it's unique. Well,
But
when the band set up and you got you four, right? Bam, we're done. This is Black Flag now. How long did you guys rehearse before you started touring?
a month. So yeah, we started at the end of April whenever they did the announcement. That's when we started rehearsing as a band, and we left, I think, June 8th. So about like a month, a good month of just
Okay.
rehearsing and good.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say that's pretty crazy. And you said June 10th, Bulgaria. That's your guys' first
That was
show.
our first show, yeah. And that was
What's going through your mind prior to that show?
prior to that show, I don't know. My mind was delayed. I was like, you know, this is cool, whatever, you know, playing bass, whatever, big deal. And then about like 10 minutes before the show, I was like, I'm playing bass for Black Flag. You know, these people have heard Black Flag. There's already an established, you know, I
Yep.
guess, judgment of
Yep.
how they sound. So it's like I have to kind of step up. So I got really anxious during that the first 10 minutes, but once I started Can't Decide, I was like, okay, this is it. Easy.
Yeah, and it's unique, right? Because you're expected to play a certain way, but
Oh
you're
yeah.
also got to put your own little bit on it, right? I mean,
Yeah. And
it's unique. Does Greg encourage that? Like, hey, you know, do a little of your, put your own flavor.
he loves it, whatever. I mean, during Slip It In, I guess I have like a little bass solo, and at the end of it, I replicate the guitar riff, the da-da-da-da, with my bass, and he loses it every time. Like he thinks it's
Yeah.
so funny when I do that. So I
Well,
think he's definitely more on the encouraging side.
it's funny because when I watch the footage that I've seen of you guys, it's always funny because like guys, you know, the stage cratcher guys, right? The stage dives. Max is
Yeah.
fucking loving it, right? She loves it when these guys jump up.
Yeah.
Fucking Greg's more like, dude, get the fuck off the stage. He's like, get out of here.
No, I'll look over at him and see him like roll his eyes and stuff.
It's so
It's
funny
yeah.
to see that. But Max is like fucking killing it. She's loving it. And so when that first show's over, though, right? It's in the can. You guys are back. What did Greg say? How did you feel? Did Greg say anything?
I think Greg really enjoyed it. I mean, he seemed really proud of it, like overall in general. He After the first show, in fact, I think he was like, thank y'all, you know, thank y'all for doing this. Like, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, thank you for, you know, like letting us do it. It's, you know, I think he knows what he wants, I guess. So it's like, you got to kind of trust it. If
Is
he's like, okay,
he the pep
this is
talk
it.
kind of guy? Is he the kind of guy that like it's like, oh hey, we got the show, let's go get him tonight, or is he not that kind of guy?
I would say he's kind of in between. Like he's more laid back, but I think he definitely has his like, okay, let's go, you know,
Yeah.
let's rock and roll or something like that, you
Yeah,
know.
well, I mean, he's clearly leading the band on the stage. I mean,
Oh yeah.
you can see that, right? He's clearly and but you know, it's wild. Again, it's this weird, unique situation that it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen it in music before. And what is it like traveling on the road, right? Because I know you put some clips up. It's like you and Bryce hanging out a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What does kind of Greg kind of do his own thing since he's so much older? And what's it like when you're on the road? Are you guys all four of you hanging out, or is it you three young guys? And
I think there's an even like, it depends on what we're doing. But in Europe, it was a unique situation because, you know, it's like we got to be in this country this day, this country that day. So there hasn't been like much time to hang out other than in the van
yeah.
or on the plane. But Max and Greg are vegan, so they got along that way with all that stuff. Bryce and I were meat eaters, so we'll be down the street like McDonald's or something. But other than that, I think we hung out all together.
Yeah, and I gotta ask, and I'm sure you've seen, right? There was some backlash with the current lineup, and I'm sure you've had to see it, the memes, the posts, the trolls, the same shit that happens with everything online. How do you handle that? I mean, you're a young guy. This is your first big thing. When you see some of that fucking shit online, does that faze you at all?
Not really. It's like it's gonna happen, I mean, that's how I kind of see it. But the ones that do face me are, there's like just some stupid ones that don't make sense, and those are the kinds of ones I'll like respond like not like that I'm hurt by it, but it's like, come on, come up with, I could come up with something better, about that. But it doesn't really faze me in that negative way. I think I have some humility, I guess, to understand the situation, how it can look or how it looks to other people. So,
Does Greg see any of that? Does he talk about any of that?
yeah, but he kind of just like dismisses it. Like, he calls them little basement dwellers, just in the basement, typing away. So he doesn't really care about that either. But I think, in the history of Black Flag's always been like against people. People have always, oh wow, Henry, blah blah blah, as far as I've read, I wasn't alive, but
Well, and maybe you don't know, but how does Max handle it, right? Because she's out front. Does I mean and you talk about Henry, right? She's the one that's in that spot. Is she pretty cool with it? Does she feel any pressure or?
No, I think, I mean, at first she felt pressure, but I think after this tour, that she has this tour under her belt, I think she's more relaxed about it, more, I guess she's just having fun with it. And I think we're all just having fun with it, even Greg,
Well, I wish all the people would, before they say shit, would just listen. Because, I mean, we could all say, oh, it would be great if we had Henry back in the band. That ain't gonna fucking happen anyways. I mean, so whatever. But it's
I was
like,
like, I think
man, you're fucking good. And you have a good sound. It's just like, I wish, people say shit before they even listen to you guys, whatever.
Yeah, no,
But
definitely.
that's, I mean, that's the internet. I mean, it's always
Yeah, well, first of all,
whatever.
thank you. Thank you for liking the sound. And second of all, yeah, I think it's just the comments that are really funny to me are like, oh, it's not Black Flag without Keith. And it's like, it's been Black Flag without Keith for about
No
50
shit.
years,
Keith, I mean, I love Keith. Don't get me wrong. I love Keith.
No,
But
yeah,
man,
definitely. I think,
dude was just a speck in the band. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
and I think it's like, yeah, sure, he was there for the most important part of it, the
Yeah,
start of
but
it, but then you're dismissing everyone after, What about
yeah,
Ron
I mean,
Reyes? What about Dez? Especially Dez. It's like, I love Dez,
yeah,
but
Dez is bad. Yeah, he's I like Dez. I'm sure maybe you haven't yet. You haven't encountered any of these guys, right? I haven't crossed paths
no,
with.
I have. And no, the only thing I've seen is Ron did say something good about
Yeah, I saw that,
Max. Yeah,
Ron.
I saw
Yeah.
that.
Ron was like, dude,
But
they're good. And that's, maybe you will, right? Out there once you get in the States, do some festivals, different things. Maybe and I think these guys will be supported. They don't give a shit, right? That's like,
yeah,
why do they care?
and
I
I
mean,
mean, yeah, like I, as far as I know, like, I don't mind encountering these guys. I don't have anything personal against them, and I hope they don't have anything personal against us,
well, you didn't take their job. I mean,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, it's me.
come on. But I mean, it is what it is, whatever. But I do want to ask, because when the lineup was first announced, and the news kind of got out there, I did notice there was a mention of new music, right? It was out there. Maybe it was just a small, but it was a has any of that occurred yet? Has there been any discussion, any talk of the news, any new stuff, new songs, any recording? Has that I don't know what you can say, but
yeah, I don't know either, but I'm blanking right here. We've just, I think we're worried about like finishing up this tour, but when we have more time, yeah, like Greg's been talking about wanting to write new music. And since Bryce, Greg and I all live in the same area, it's like it's easy to kind of meet up together. Like, okay, we'll just, you know, spend this day writing this. But as of right now, we're just kind of focused on touring, getting that out of the way, I guess.
Yeah. Have you done much writing on from your side on stuff you've done the best? Maybe not to this level. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, music's like my whole thing. So I'll kind of just sit there like, okay, write this, write that, get this out of the way. But I'm more instrumental more than a lyrical person. So
yeah,
definitely just a lot of ideas here and there for me, at least.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you guys, I mean, you guys have had a fairly, kind of a fairly set list through your appearances so far. Was that just kind of what, when you rehearsed for that month, that you just kind of worked on this group of songs? So that's what you went with. Is there, you think in the future, maybe you'll drop a few more numbers in there when you go into the States? I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
I mean, this set list was just kind of the same as what they've been playing throughout the year, I guess. But I would like to add, you know, a couple more songs here and there. I mean, maybe more off Damaged, maybe more off, especially Loose Nut, maybe something off of that. You know, get more representation in other stuff. But yeah, I would definitely like to add more stuff personally.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you
as
know,
a Black Flag song.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, there are certain songs, right? Everyone wants to hear when you go, you know, see Black Flag, right?
And
clearly, but there, man, it's a deep catalog. There's a lot of shit there to pull from. And so hopefully, I think it will, right? I mean, again, this has kind of been, it's kind of been a crash course, right? So you've kind of had to, you know, hey, learn a set, let's go do it. And then maybe you'll add another layer and maybe we'll get some new stuff debuting and things like that. Now, are you back in Texas now?
Yeah, I guess, right? I've been back for about a week.
Okay, so are you done in Europe? Or is this just the first leg? Do you have to go back or?
Yeah, so we go back just for a little festival in Portugal, though.
Okay.
I'm not too sure what the name of that festival is, but
That's okay. But was there some U.S. dates coming? Some festivals and things in the U.S.?
Yeah, so we're playing at the end of August. We're playing a few dates in California, and then I think we're driving back to Texas, and we're playing a show in Arizona in between that time. Then in late October and November, I think we're doing a few U.S. dates as well.
Cool. Okay. Well, good. Yeah. I hope to get to catch you. Catch you as you get out there in the U.S. And
I hope you get to catch us too.
Yeah. I'll stay in touch if we get to. So hopefully, I mean, I'm sure you will, right? There's obviously, you guys have a big following in the States, but hopefully, you get to get out there and do some dates and play some festivals and different things. Like I said, man, I think the big key is people just need to give it a chance and listen to you guys. And not pass so much judgment. I mean, I think you guys, and I'm telling you, Max fucking kills it. I'm telling you,
I agree.
From that first show on, I thought, dude, she's got the energy. And you can tell she's having fun. I mean,
that was her first show too, like ever.
I know.
Like, singing in front of people ever. So I was like,
seriously, ever.
I couldn't do that. I was like,
that's wild. That's crazy. That. Dude, it's been fun talking to you. This has been such a wild, unique thing. Again, and not in a bad way. I'm just saying,
I get it.
I'm glad you're not letting the hate fucking get to you. Don't worry about it. I hope you. I mean, as it hits. I mean, now you're right. You're getting to catch your breath. The first leg of the Europe's done. You've been home for a week. Is it sinking in, dude? That you're fucking in Black Flag yet? Is it hitting you?
It sunk in about like halfway through the tour, and I was like, you know what, like this is that, like I'm in Black Flag now.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
I've had a bunch of people from like my hometown, my childhood, tell me like, hey, wow, you're in the Black Flag, and it's like, yeah, I guess, you know,
yeah,
I guess,
so
yeah, I am.
Yeah, so don't let the shit bother you, man. Just have fun, do your thing. Again, hopefully we can have you. I'd like to have you back on down the road, especially if there's some new music. We can talk about that. Maybe, you know, you guys get out there in the States. Who knows, man? Maybe we can, you and I can meet up and at a show. And I hope to get to see you guys in person.
And also, if you ever want to talk about Ramones too, or
anything
related to that,
So tell me, what's your go to Ramones song?
My go to Ramones song. The KKK Took My Baby Away. I think that's my favorite
Good
one.
choice. Good choice.
Or, of course, I guess, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. That's a good one.
It's tough.
You
Man,
wrote
there's
that
so
Tommy
many.
to Tommy, right? I mean,
Like what you talked earlier, man, about being like in punk, but like the Beatles and some of that pop. When you put those two together, that's what the Ramones are.
and I exactly. I mean, when I was, I guess when I was first into punk, I was kind of always, I would always discard Ramones. Like, okay, Ramones are this, like very poppy punk band. There's better. But then it's like growing up, maturing. I got into the Beach Boys a lot, and then that's when I kind of went back, circled back to the Ramones. Like, you know what? This is great. Like
It
the
is.
simplicity of it all. It speaks to people. It's.
Yeah, and then, man, like those first whatever 3 or 4 albums are just, I think, all of perfect. It just,
Oh yeah.
I mean, but such a great catalog. But yeah, I mean, the Ramones. I mean, obviously, that's what I do here. I love the Ramones. They're probably
Yeah.
my favorite band of all time. But again, I'm a Black Flag, guy too, right? And I'm of that age, right? I remember back, I wasn't. I'm not. Again, I was from the Midwest. But we knew, when I knew who Black Flag was. So fucking, the diehard Black Flag people that are giving you shit. Don't worry about it, man. Fucking, I was
Yeah.
listening to Black
No,
Flag in the
yeah, that
80s
was.
and I think it's cool. I think it's my opinion is fucking we could have no Black Flag. I mean, so why not, man? But
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of older Black Flag fans in Europe came up to me and they're like, I saw Black Flag back in '83. You're just as good as then, or which, I didn't see them. I'm not saying that I agree with that sentiment, but
but
if someone else is saying that, that's out there.
I my only hope is that people will listen to you, judge you for you, and and give it a chance, and just fucking just have fun, man.
Oh
Just
yeah,
go see
definitely.
some live music, man, and have fun with it. I'm glad to see you guys are out there having fun. I'm glad to see
Yeah,
Greg's still out
definitely.
there, getting to do his thing and having fun. I truly hope we'll get to see some new Black Flag music from you guys. I
Me too.
really
I hope that comes soon.
I'd really love to see what you guys could do with some new shit. Could be good. Could be good, I hope. And but it's why tell Greg to loosen up, man, on those stage dive guys, man. It's all right. Tell him not to forget his roots there, man. We don't need Grandpa Greg up there worried about the guys on the stage.
Yeah.
But hey, man, thanks for joining me. Thanks for doing this.
No, yeah, thanks for
It's an
having
honor.
me.
It's
Yeah.
an honor to be your first podcast appearance.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's very fascinating to hear what this process. I guess I expected a lot more complicated process. It was wild, man.
No,
It was.
I mean, it's
It's
still
so
baffling to me how
wild.
it's just like, this is it. This is easy. I mean, not easy per se, but like, I was just in the band. We went on tour. It's like, I think Greg takes a lot of the heavy lifting for us. I mean, obviously, he's the main holder of that the band name, so he does a lot of that stuff himself. So, I got to give him that.
Yeah,
But
obviously,
it's
but yeah.
for us, it's like easy.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And I hope you, man, I hope to hear you guys for years to come. And again, I'm looking
Oh
forward. Hope
yeah.
we get to hear some new music. I think that'd be a cool thing. I'm all about the new music. And I think you guys could do some good stuff. And
Oh yeah, I hope we can.
yeah, I mean, because I don't maybe I don't know, maybe Bryce, but I mean, you guys probably never recorded, right? You probably never done any serious recording. I mean, Max is obviously probably never.
I know Bryce has done a few like recordings for,
Yeah.
bands he's been in. I do a lot of self-recording, like just on my computer here, so
Yeah.
nothing serious, but
But it'd be cool to
I
get,
guess
right?
I've been.
These
Yeah, definitely.
new guys to go into a studio and fresh takes. And I mean, and then couple it with Greg's experience. I think could get some good
And
stuff. So.
I mean, the fact that, I'm a big Black Flag fan. Max is a big Black Flags fan. Bryce, he not so much, but he's a great drummer to kind of, hold that still together. He can adapt to that. So I think from my perspective, I think Black Flag is in good hands. In terms of new music coming, I think it'll sound okay at least.
Is Bryce a punk guy though, in general?
No, he's
No.
more like 2000s rock. Like he likes the first band that comes to mind is Muse, but he likes more of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, well,
But for the drummer, it's like if you can play this part, and capture that feel, then it doesn't matter if you're a punk drummer, it doesn't
Oh,
matter if you're a
sure.
blues drummer. It's
Yeah.
As long as you have that feel.
Yeah, he does all right. So we're
Yeah.
not going to hold that against him. But yeah, so I look forward to, I mean, I look forward to seeing what you know comes in the future from you guys,
Yeah.
and it'll be exciting, man. And it'll be fun. It's again, it's a wild story here. How this all came together and so quickly,
Yeah.
especially because it's like, I mean, it I don't know. I think it caught a lot of us out of nowhere, right? All of a sudden, it's bam, there's this picture out
It
there, and here's the new black flag. It's like, what? Where did this come from? And
literally happened within a month.
it's
It's
wild to think
awesome.
that it was so quick for you guys as well. And
Yeah.
well, very cool. Tell everybody I said, hey, I know they don't know
Coach.
who I am, but that's okay. Tell them I think they're doing great, but keep at it, man, and stay in touch, and we'll
Yeah.
talk again down the road. So
Thank you. Yeah, I hope I can be back, so maybe talk some more about Ramones, or maybe on
sure.
your other podcast, talk about some,
Oh
horror
yeah, the
movies.
horror.
I'd
That's right.
love
I do have
to,
the
at
horror.
least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll get you on there. Well, what's your favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie, I gotta look back at it.
Tough one, isn't it? It's hard.
Is tough. I mean, you gotta think about it. I mean, I really do like Night of the Creeps,
Oh, yeah, there you go.
but I think my all-time favorite, I think it's the one I always go back to in terms of favorites, The Evil Dead. I think that's
Oh,
my all-time
yeah.
favorite. Just
Good
the fact
choice.
that it's not trying to be anything big.
Yeah.
It's like these
Yep.
young guys just made this movie, and it's
Yep.
like that's just
Yep.
it's inspiring, but
Very good, man.
I
Well,
think
yeah,
that's
man.
it.
Me and my co-host there, we'll have you on sometime. We'll talk about that
Perfect.
connection with music and horror too, because there's, man,
Oh
that's,
yeah,
yeah.
the
So,
big one.
yeah, that's right. All right, man. Have a good week. Have a good, time off, and before you get back on the road, and
All right,
like
yeah.
I said, just stay in touch on Instagram and
Hey, Bruiser buddies, I want you to listen to Wrestling Nostalgia with Dave Dynasty. Every week, he has the roughest and toughest interviews in the podcast world today, with the best guests you could ask for. There's no bums on this show. Let Dave Dynasty be your podcasting tag team partner and listen to Wrestling Nostalgia while drinking beer, smoking cigars, and busting heads. Just look it up on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today, because the Bruiser said so.
All right, and welcome back. Thank you to David for joining me on this episode. We'll be touching base again with him in the near future. All right, the next episode will be the next normal Ramones Pinhead Pod episode. It will be out on August 1st. Watch social media for the announcement soon on the guest for that episode. It actually may have already been made by the time this episode drops. Thank you to all the listeners and followers. Be sure to tell your friends and fellow Ramones fans about the podcast and help us grow. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, plus leave a rating and review. Also, once again, make sure you follow us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Just search for Pinhead Pod. Be sure to share our posts. Help the podcast audience grow. You can give us feedback, suggestions, tell us your Ramones stories, share pictures, etc. on those platforms. All right. Thank you once again to David for doing that interview with me. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Once again, we'll be back with our normal episode on August 1st. But until then, be good, be safe, and gabba gabba hey.